from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, yesterday, I asked Pete Thamel, ESPN college football scribe, what the most important quality in the modern head football coach in college football is right now, because we're seeing guys step away from the game like Nick Saban, Chip Kelly, from being in head coach positions because it's a different animal now than it once was. And the most important quality in Thamel's mind was this.
It's a great question. What came immediately to mind is connectivity. You have to be able to connect to the players, to the recruits, and you also have to connect to their needs, right? Like, it's a different conversation now. NIL is going to come up very early, and then you just have to be okay with that. And I think if you look at college basketball, if you look at the Jay Wrights and the Coach K's and the Roy Williams, some of their exits were sort of shrouded, and they didn't like how business was being run anymore. And God bless them; those guys are Hall of Famers, and you know they had great careers, and they're certainly entitled to feel that way. So I think you need to just embrace the landscape if you are. If you are one of these new younger coaches. I think Dan Lanning does that incredibly well. He's a tremendously impressive young coach with a really high ceiling in a star-studded roster this year. It's going to be fun to see that play out.
Kind of embracing the changes of college football, mm-hmm. right? Dan Lanning told reporters today on the NIL aspect of everybody from Kirby Smart all the way down to Rick Neuheisel in the media saying Oregon has this unlimited NIL. Lanning said, do we have a lot more than everybody else? That'd be an exaggeration, or we'd never lose. Everyone else right now is focused on our ice cream cone, and if I'm busy looking at theirs, that means mine's melting, right? Embracing the new world and what it means and just kind of focusing on yourself, right? But the connectivity was the main thing that Thamel said.
Yes.
I thought that it was really interesting when Lanning was on with Dirt and Sprague and Ortner today. Mm-hmm. He was asked about what the most important parts and aspects of his team are.
Yeah, for us, you know, I think connection has been that secret sauce. It's something that really makes our team tick, and our coaching staff is a group that certainly enjoys being around each other. We can work there in the mornings and then have a good opportunity to fellowship in the afternoons, and really just, you know, get to know each other better. And this is one of the staffs that I've been a part of that, you know, after work's over with, you enjoy, you know, sharing a cold frosty or telling a story with each other. And that's, I think, really important when it comes down to how hard the season is, especially when you're starting to talk about the months of November, December, and January.
Starting to see the theme here, right?
Yeah.
We had the pretty reporter. Clear. We got the coach. Jeff Bossett was on with us today about why coming back to Oregon and what the coaching staff has meant to him in the world of NIL, where everybody said, oh, they're just paying guys. What is it that is different about Oregon?
Yeah, they mean the world to me. I think just the relationships that I've built with them since they came in have been genuine. They've been true. They've never broken or went against their word. They've always kept their word. And, you know, I don't think money's going to change that. I don't think, you know, any external factors are going to change that. But that's just who they are as people. I have great relationships with almost dang near every single coach on our staff. I feel comfortable every time I'm in the facility. I know that I can ask anybody for any support whenever I need it. I know that they're gonna answer when I call them, and I know that they're always gonna be there for me. And you know, the energy is gonna be reciprocated both ways. So I think, you know, no amount of money or no amount of, you know, bragging or any or little thing like that is going to change how much they mean to me and how much I mean to them.
I think that is, like, everybody is going to, and NIL is new, and Oregon is recruiting at a level that they've never recruited at before. But I think that they have got the right head coach in place.
Clearly.
And everything that connectivity, everything that Thamel, Lanning, Bossa were talking about, it is not unique to Oregon. It is unique to great programs right now.
You're not saying Pete's an Oregon duck?
Huh? Yeah, no. He mentioned Lanning, and like that's what Dan Lanning does well, right? Is the connectivity. It's what Kirby Smart does at Georgia.
Yeah.
It's what Dabo Swinney kind of preached at Clemson in a different way. And look, there's just like there's different families, right? Mm-hmm. Actually, college football is more of different churches.
Sure.
And what attracts people to different churches is exactly what attracts people to different football programs.
Some want a little more traditional, some want a little more new age, some want to do whatever. Like it's all. We were talking about this the other day, the whole idea of the red ass coach. There's going to be places for the kumbaya coach. There's going to be places for the absolutely nose to the grind. There's going to be places for the coach that want to coddle. There's going to be places for the coach that want to slap you on the back of the head and beat you over the helmet with a whistle every time.
Yeah.
Certain players are attracted to certain things. And it doesn't mean one's necessarily better than the other. It's just that you've got to have the ability to be multiple in that. Like, you've got to have a coach that knows how to nurture relationships. You've got to have a coach who's going to get on guys. You've got to have a coach who guys trust to kind of bounce things off of and build relationships with. It's not just the head coach. It's the position coaches. It's the coordinators. It's the GAs. Like, it's all got to be there in some way, facet or another. You might be stronger in another area than another, but it has to be there in one facet or another.
And it is why you look at a program like Colorado, where the door is revolving. Yes. And what do you hear about everybody who's on the way out?
Nobody cares.
There isn't that connection, that connectivity. And that is, there's a big difference there. It's one of the reasons why I'm so high on Jed Fish, right? Mm-hmm. When we talked to him a couple of years ago, I mean,
he turned Arizona around.
But that's what he was preaching, was it's not like everybody that is a head coach, like you could sit there and say, this guy doesn't know football. Yeah. He doesn't know what's going on. He's a terrible coach. All of these guys know so much damn football. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. X's and O's aren't the separator. It is 100% what you do to your locker room, building a culture, establishing a culture, building on that culture, and helping it thrive and kind of nurturing it all the way through. And it's what a lot of guys, they get sick of doing.
Yeah.
I mean, they really do get sick of doing it. And just like all the churches, you know, the different sects of the religions, right? Chip Kelly's was, I'm not going to be a recruiter, but what we're going to do is we're going to develop you. We're going to squeeze everything we can out of you. And Chip may not seem, because of the way he is with the media, and it didn't work in the NFL, and guys like, you know, Shady McCoy blasted him on the way out because he tried to be collegiate about the culture that he said. There is a culture with Chip Kelly. and it's very football heavy.
Yes.
That's for damn sure.
It's different.
But it is way different than anybody else. And I think that is why you hear so many people are so high on the Oregon program. And because NIL is new and it's different, it is so important to have culture along with NIL. People just want to blame NIL and say they're just paying them more than everybody else. They're paying a lot of money, but it is not more than Georgia, Texas, USC, no. Which money is not the issue. It is, they've got it coordinated. They've got it. They've got a collective that actually has their S together,
yes,
and did from the jump. And then they got a staff that thrives on recruiting, culture, and building relationships. All of those things can be true.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Alignment is real. Yeah. Having alignment throughout your program is real.
Yep.
And if you don't, it will bite you.
It's interesting. It's really interesting. And like this texter on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at VancouverFord.com. I don't understand why Duck fans get so upset when it's pointed out the Ducks pay a lot for players. Just celebrate it. Well, I don't understand that either. I don't.
Look, as a USC guy who was very familiar with the bag being handed out, I used to laugh at everybody.
Yeah.
Because it's like, get your money up.
Yeah. It's like,
okay. You know, yeah.
They got a staff that can recruit, and now they can actually pay players.
Yeah.
They're just keeping up with the Joneses.
Look,
now.
The problem with Oregon wasn't that they didn't have money necessarily. They just didn't know how to have a bag man years ago.
And I think people will go like, well, that's the only reason why they can recruit now. It's like,
well, no, they leveled the playing field.
They got a seat at the table. Yeah. They said, all right, we'll sit there. There's a vacant spot. We'll take
Alabama
it.
For years, USC for years, Texas for years. They ran in college football. They ran their bag men were better than everyone else's. It's the same thing in college basketball with Kentucky and Duke. Yeah. Like the reason you saw like a UConn kind of come out of nowhere, a Gonzaga come out of nowhere was, they explored new avenues for that, you know, kind of thing where it was, well, we can't deliver a bag to a guy in this country. You know what we can do? We can go to Poland.
Mm.
We can go to Japan.
That's right.
We can go to the areas that these guys aren't, that they don't already have their hooks in, and find a new spot. And it's the same kind of thing you're seeing in college football now. Like you're trying to find these new avenues that you can kind of explore into. And with the curtain pulled off, the Wizard of Oz showing now, that you just celebrate what it is.
Yep, that's it right there.
I'm never going to kill a school for spending the money. Are you kidding me?
No.
God, no.
No, absolutely not.
It's the dumbest thing imaginable.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.